Hello.
Hey, Carly, it's Victor calling from Local Flash. How are you doing today? How's it going so far?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
That's good. That's good. That's great to hear. Pretty good myself. Just reaching out to you today, Jared told me to contact you that moving forward, you're going to be the main point of contact in case anything is needed in the account. We'll be viewing that directly with you, right?
Okay, great.
Okay. Now, really, really quick, I'm going to go ahead and give you a full walkthrough. Since he's the one that has the app downloaded on his phone, that does have to be like that since calls will be reaching him. But
I'm sorry, you cut out right after you said since he's the one with the app downloaded.
Okay, no worries. So since he's the one that's going to be receiving the calls directly from clients, he's the one that has to have the app downloaded, right? But
okay. We
do have an alternative for you. That way you could still view exactly what he's viewing on the app, like all the leads, all the information, the results. That's going to be the dashboard, right? So on the dashboard itself, you're going to be able to view all that. Let me go ahead and send you those credentials.
Okay.
Is it fine if I send them through text message?
Yeah, that's fine.
Set that off really quick. And also regarding like incoming notifications from us, like to let you know that there's a new lead or if we have any update or we're requesting any information, should we be sending that to you or still send that to him?
Let me check with him about that. Let me just send him a message real quick. He should be able to respond. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, because if you want us to send you that information, I do have to make some adjustments. Shouldn't take that long, right? But, for example, I have your email and stuff like that. That way he focuses strictly on the clients and regarding any additional information that we might need, well, we could view that with you.
Okay. Well, I just sent him a message, so I'm waiting to see what he says on that.
Okay. I'm just setting everything up here on mine really quick. Here with you. Okay, I just went ahead and sent you the text message. Let me know when she receives it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay, just try going into that link and logging in, see if it lets you.
I'm just waiting on it. It says the authorization is going through right now.
Okay, no worries. Just give us some time. It's going to let you log in a bit. And I'll give you a full walkthrough because you do have a lot of options. I mean, uploading the picture directly through there. You have a website editor. You could request or do changes for the posts themselves. Check all the leads and pretty much disposition all the leads too, right? But I'll give you that walkthrough in a bit. In the meantime, just to let you know, regarding the additional listings that he has on Google, we're already working on that to get them removed, right? That way it's only one listing and people aren't confused, like, in regards to.
Yeah, because I was going on there yesterday and I was like, or the last few days, and there's three of them. And, so as of right now, I think we'll just, hold on, he just responded to me.
Okay.
He said he can go ahead and he can still keep taking the leads, having them going through him.
Okay, yes. The leads are going to go directly through him.
Uh-huh.
But what about our correspondence? Like, if we have an update, if we need all the correspondence that we sent through email and text message coming from us from Local Splash, would that still go to him, or would you guys prefer me sending it to you?
Yeah, you can go ahead and send those to me.
Okay. All right. Okay, try exiting out from the dashboard and going back in. It should let you go inside in there.
Okay,
so once you're there, are you doing that on the computer or on the phone?
I have it open on my phone right now. I can grab my laptop if that would make it easier.
No worries. You could definitely do it on the phone. Just wanted to see, so I have to see how I'm going to guide you, right? So on the top right, next to the little bell, there's three lines. Go ahead and click on those.
Okay.
Once you click on those three lines, it's going to give you all the options that you have, right? We're mm-hmm. going to select the last one for now, which is business info.
Okay.
So right there on business info, it's pretty much going to give you all the business information, right? Now, regarding any actual changes, don't try changing anything yourself, right? Definitely run it through us because a lot of changes, they might require either some sort of re-verification or depending on the change, it's possible that Google suspends the listing. And that's a little bit of a hassle, right? So we always do those changes with the goal of avoiding that, right? So just run those through us. We'll definitely make sure that we get that done as soon as possible. Now, if you scroll all the way down, It's going to give you the options to upload any type of content, right, which is the pictures and videos. So there's internal documents, there's business documents. You can see all the business documents we received. That was at one point to remove a suspension, and the other one is for a verification. So we already have all that, right? If at any point for some reason it's suspended, or need to re-verification, we have all the necessary information to just follow up with that immediately. But any chance you guys get, by all means, please upload any type of video or business photo. That way we could do the post a lot more frequently, right?
So, okay. He did get accredited with the Better Business Bureau, so I think he was wanting to see if he could also have that list on his site. I actually haven't checked to see if it is or isn't on there, but I don't know.
I could definitely check that out on my end, and we could add that little badge or maybe even a link if it's necessary. That way people could see that he's credited with the Better Business Bureau. But we could definitely add that too. We could add that to his listings. Well, yeah. In the meantime, just any content you can, just make sure you guys upload it right there. That way we can make those posts a lot more frequently, right? Right now we have very few pictures. So any and all pictures or videos that you guys could send over, that's definitely going to help. Well, that's pretty much it for the business info. If you could go ahead and click on the three lines once again.
All right.
And go to post.
Okay.
Right there on post, that's all the Google posts that we do, right? So right now we aren't doing them as often because we do need a little bit more content. Right? So as soon as I get notified that you guys uploaded more pictures, I'll definitely make sure that we post more frequently. The maximum amount that we could post without being detrimental to the listing would be 3 times a week, right? So right now we're doing it once a week. But as soon as you guys upload those pictures and more content, we could definitely do that. Right there, you do have the option to edit or actually create a post here, right? If you create a post, you click on that, you could select any picture you want or upload a new picture yourself. And you do have the option to either create the text yourself or there's an option to generate the text with AI, right? So whatever is best for you, by all means.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I know that he's taking a bunch of photos, so I'll get together with him later and kind of see what he wants to have. Because I can look at these pictures, but I don't know, like, what is the best thing to be showing. So, yeah, I'll get together with him and see what he wants to put out there.
Okay, perfect. So once we do have that content, I'll get the notification regardless, right? You guys don't have to even reach out for that because I'm on top here of the account. So once that's done, we'll definitely start getting a lot more results, right? So for posts, this is pretty much it for posts, right? Now go ahead and click on the three little lines too. And this time we're going to go to the review section.
Okay.
So right down the review section, we did implement a couple new changes. It lets you request the reviews directly through there. So you have to do is click request review, and you're just going to type in the client's information, right? So their name, their phone number, or email, or if you have both email and phone number, you could go ahead and just input both of them. And depending whether your client's maybe a Spanish speaker or an English speaker, just select the language. And it's going to send them a little template. The template is pretty straightforward. It's how was your recent experience with us? Hi, then their name. Thanks for being a loyal customer. We'll take a few minutes. Will you take a few minutes to leave a review on Google about your recent experience? We appreciate your business and feedback's important to us. And that's going to send that little template.
Okay.
You also have the option to create a template yourself, right?
Oh, okay.
You can go ahead and create a template if you think that one's a little too basic. Well, you could definitely do that on your end. Or if you don't want to send a template at all, just make like a little personalized message. You could just copy the link. Send it to the client through text message, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, whichever you want.
Okay, awesome.
And you could also respond to the reviews directly through here. So that way you don't have to, you know how a lot of times you either go to Facebook and then go to Google. You don't have to be back and forth with all those locations. You could just go inside the app and pretty much do anything from that. So you could respond to the reviews right here. Or if you guys prefer that we respond to the reviews, right now we do have the automated replies. So if you don't respond to the reviews within a day, then we'll respond for the review automatically for you, right?
Okay.
But okay. It is always recommended that you guys do it on your own. That way it's a little bit more personalized, especially mm-hmm. if you guys build some sort of rapport with the client, right?
Yes.
So that's pretty much it for the review section on the app. You could go ahead and click on the three little lines once again.
Okay.
So right there, we're going to go to Facebook ads.
Okay, I found it.
Right, so right there on the Facebook ad section, you can see the ads themselves, right? You can see exactly how they look like, and you can check all the results, how many clicks we've gotten, impressions, the reach, the messages you've received, all the data is right there. If you can see, okay. That's exactly how the ad looks like. If you want to mm-hmm. request any changes, you could definitely go ahead and do that as well.
Okay.
So once, and there's also the target areas. If you could look at that too. That's pretty much all the areas that we're targeting on Facebook. So it does work a little bit differently from actual Facebook posts. So for Facebook posts, I mean, we could do them at your own request. If like one day you want us to create a little flyer or something, we could do that for you and create a post. We don't usually do posts. We're more in charge of the ads themselves. For posts, we usually recommend you guys to do it maybe once a day, a couple of times a week. That's mm-hmm. for the post, right? Because the post is more like internal. Pretty much the people that are going to be seeing it are the people that already follow you or that you have right there on Facebook. But for uh-huh. ads, we target people around all of those areas, Fairfield, Napa, Sonoma County, Windsor. So we try to target all of those people around. That way, whenever they search something related to the business itself, well, they get that little pop-up with the ad, and they might even contact you guys, right? So we do that, and that's pretty much it for the Facebook ad. This pretty much gives you all the data that we've had through it.
Okay.
And, after Facebook ads, do have the Google Ads campaign too. So go ahead and click on the three little lines and go to Google Ads.
Okay.
And right there, you are get same as Facebook Ads, right? It's going to show you all the results that you have there. So right now for Google Ads, it pretty much tells you how much you spent, the impressions that you've gotten so far, and the keywords that most of the clients are using to actually find the business, right? Like fire protection services, fire sprinkler system, fire suppression system installers mm-hmm. are the ones that are mostly used to actually find his business. And again, you can check the areas, how many impressions we're getting per area, the target areas that we have. So all the data for Google Ads is right there. Recently, we did implement a couple of changes. We should be seeing results. We just have to give it a little bit of time for it to optimize, to update, and you guys should be seeing a difference with the Google Ads.
Okay. Now,
you go ahead and click on the three little lines once again, and this time, we're going to go to the listing section. This one's pretty straightforward. Right there on listings, it's just going to show you where we're promoting you guys specifically, right? So we have Google, Bing, Relevant Yellow, and Facebook. So those are all the areas all the locations that we're promoting you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this time, we're going to go to the lead section. This one's pretty much going to be your guys' best friend. So right there on the lead section is where you guys are going to be able to see all the clients that are reaching out to you guys, right? So you do have the advantage that we have the call tracker set up, so all the calls are recorded for whatever reason. Maybe you need to dispute something with the client, maybe some sort of payment, and you could always back yourself up right there with a call. Or
the one that says scheduled for, it was from the 24th. What is that? It's like the, you know, the other three that I can, or the other ones on the page are yellow, but then this one is blue. It says scheduled under the phone number.
Okay, yes. If it says scheduled, that means he scheduled something over the phone with them. Like, it wasn't a done deal, but he did agree with the client to maybe meet up at a certain day, time.
Okay.
So that's why it says scheduled, right?
Okay.
But
all right.
You could always change the disposition yourself depending on the outcome of the call. Maybe if it's not a valid lead, instead of putting follow-up needed, you guys could just put right there, not a valid lead. That way we keep a track of everything. We usually do check everything out, and that's why some of them already have a disposition, like follow-up needed. Mm-hmm. But if it's not a valid lead, by all means, you guys could put that there. That way we could check everything out, and maybe if you have a lot of them that are not valid leads, we could start implementing different changes, right? Maybe there's something wrong with the results, changes the strategies, but pretty much just keep a better track of everything, right? You even have the option to put completed in case it was a done deal, and maybe even add the amount depending on how much you guys charge the client. But regarding all client contact, you can view that directly right there, regardless if it's a message or a call. You even can see where the call itself is coming from, right? If it's coming through Facebook, it's going to have a little F. If it's coming through Google Ads, it's going to have a little G. If it's a phone call, the little phone symbol, or if it's coming from the website, you also have that option right there as well. But pretty much this little section is going to be your guys' best friend. Maybe if you guys haven't reached out to someone as of yet, you are going to have that option too. So, I mean, the client might still need the service, so by all means, you could definitely check that out. But this is pretty much the section that you guys are going to use the most, the lead section.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I was like, trying to pay attention. I'm like, okay, I think, yeah, I was with him this morning. I was like, I think I remember him getting this phone call from this first, the most recent listed number on there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, either way, any questions you guys might have regarding that, just let us know. We'll give you another walkthrough if necessary. But pretty much these are all the tools that you have on the app. That way you don't have to go to Google or go to Facebook or anything like that. You could just view it directly right here. If you want any changes, just let us know, and we'll make sure we get that done as soon as possible, right?
But, okay, awesome.
Yeah, pretty much the app's going to be your best friend. I'll be reaching out to you in case we have any updates or if we recommend any type of change. That way we can view that directly with you. Is there maybe like a specific time frame that you prefer us reaching out to you, Carly?
If you could call me between like, I'd say between like 10 a.m. to 2, that time's pretty free for me.
Okay, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is best for you?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and make sure list that there.
And he was saying that he, I don't have, I'll go ahead and get access to his Facebook, because he has access to the Facebook where all the postings are from, right?
Yes, that should be, let me double check just to make sure, but that should be linked to his Facebook.
Okay.
If not, we could definitely work on that.
Because I think he was saying there were some that seemed like a little bit more AI generated that he was kind of wanting to kind of weed through and maybe remove some of those. So yeah, as long as we can have access to that, then kind of modify some of those postings a little bit, or and then definitely getting on there and focusing on posting more photos so there's more to choose from for the posts.
Let me go ahead and check that out really quick. I just want to make sure that you guys have access. If not, I can grant you that access right now.
Okay.
Here with you, just double checking everything I hear on my end.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so we don't have you guys added on the Facebook. So to add
okay.
You guys, I would need your personal profile link. Let me guide you on how to get that. Just go ahead and open up Facebook. You could do it directly on your app.
Okay. I'm like, I don't have Facebook. So if I can get should I just create a new?
I mean, yeah, you could just create a Facebook. You don't really have to have any friends or anything like that. Just so you can log in, because every business Facebook account it has to be linked to a personal Facebook.
Okay.
So if you want, you could just go ahead and create one really quick. We're here with you, just checking everything out on my end, making sure we don't have anything else pending, okay?
Okay. Okay, I went ahead and created the Facebook.
Okay, perfect. So this time, just go to your profile, right? It's going to show your background picture, your profile, your name. Let me know once you're in that section. Cover photo.
I am, like, very behind. I haven't been on Facebook yet. Okay, I think I'm where I need to be, yeah.
Okay, so the top right, you should have three little dots.
There's a menu section down on the bottom, maybe. Would that be it?
Oh, okay. No, it's not that part. Just to make sure, what type of phone do you have? Is it an Android or an iPhone?
It's an iPhone.
Okay. So, let's see. Let me just double check on mine real quick. Okay, actually, yes. Just go to the menu section. Let me know once you're in the menu with the three little horizontal lines.
Okay.
And tap on the profile picture.
Uh-huh.
Or your name, right? Once you tap on the name or the profile, it should take you to your profile where the cover picture is at. It should tell you to create a post. It has all your information.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it now showing up the three little lines on the top right?
There's three dots next to the search.
Yep, those are it. Click on the three little dots and just scroll all the way down. It should say copy profile link or copy link.
Yeah.
Okay, just go ahead and copy that, and you can send it through text message to me.
Okay, to the number that sent the link earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
And whenever you have the chance, Jared's there with you. You guys will be doing the same thing with his profile. So you'd go into his profile and go into his profile section specifically, three dots, and just send me that little link whenever you guys have a chance. That way I could grant access to him too. So let me just, I think I just received it. Let me double check real quick. Okay, yep, there we go. I just received it. Okay, so with this, I'll be able to grant you access. Now, the access will be visible throughout the day. But the way that you switch from your personal profile to the business profile is pretty much the same way. You go to menu, and right there where it has your name in your little profile picture, you should have a little option. It's like a little recycling bin. But it's going to have a profile picture of the business account. So if you just tap on that, it's going to switch your personal profile to the business profile. Either way, once I see the access is live, I'll just go ahead and give you a call back and give you a brief walkthrough. That way I can make sure that you are able to log into it.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it for Facebook. That's the advantage you have, right? You don't really need a login to the business account or anything. It's just synced to your personal account, and you can switch on and off whenever you want.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep, that's pretty much it, Carly. I'm not sure if you have any other questions for me in the meantime.
No, I don't think so. So then once you get that linked, I will be able to go in the menu and see that the section that you talked about to go between the two accounts.
Yes. I'll make sure that gets done as soon as possible. As soon as I get that update, I'll reach out to you or send you a little text message. And if you do need me to call you or prefer me to call you, then I'll go ahead and reach out to you. That we'll need to get that done as soon as possible.
Okay, yeah. If you need to if you can just send a message, that works either way.
Okay, definitely. In that case, I'll be sending you a text message. Most likely, it will be throughout the day today. So just keep a lookout for my text messages, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thanks.
No, thank you for taking my call, Carly. Well, stay safe out there and have a good rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.